This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in Washington, D.C., filling in for John Hockenberry today. You know, we've been talking about the government shutdown and the Affordable Care Act, but really, you know, a lot of the battle over Obamacare hasn't been going on in Washington at all. It's been going on in the states and, to some extent, much more important. 26 states, all of them controlled by Republicans, have rejected the Medicaid expansion component of the ACA. Now, the Medicaid expansion extends Medicaid eligibility to all people living underneath 138% of the federal poverty level, and that includes folks bringing in $26,000 a year for a family of three and just over $15,000 for an individual. Well, that Medicaid expansion also covers groups currently left out of public health care coverage, including low-income adults without children and many low-income people with disabilities. Well, according to some new data analyzed by our partner, the New York Times, of the 26 states rejecting that Medicaid expansion, roughly two-thirds of the nation's uninsured working poor live in those very states. Joining us on the line to help explain these numbers, Sabrina Tavernisi, health reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi there.
Well, what does it mean for these millions of people in these states? You know, Obamacare had a Medicaid expansion. The Supreme Court said part that you don't have to do that. Many states have rejected it. So if you live in one of those states on the margins, what does it really mean for them?
So essentially what's happening is that, you know, people are going online and going to find out what their subsidy might be on the exchanges or if they might qualify for any type of health coverage. And what they're finding, as one of the people in my story, Robin, found, was that the computer spits out that she's eligible for no subsidies and that she is not eligible for Medicaid because her state has not expanded Medicaid. So that's kind of a rude surprise because it's a strange situation in which people who are earning slightly more are actually going to be getting subsidies on the exchanges, but people who are below poverty, so for the purposes of Medicaid, that's about $11,490 a year per person, they are not eligible for anything at all. So unless they currently qualify for Medicaid in their individual states, and some of the states that have rejected the expansions, the income ceiling is very low. So, you know, you have to basically, in Mississippi, for example, it's just 29% of the poverty level. That's the income, and that's only for parents. So if you don't have dependent children, you're really essentially out of luck.
Well, that's a little bit confusing to me, though, Sabrina Tavernisi, because I thought that in states that don't have a Medicaid expansion, there was supposed to be a seamless transition, that if you don't qualify for Medicaid, but you're still poor, that the subsidies were supposed to cover you.
So the subsidies will cover people above poverty. If you're making above that line, then you have the option of having subsidies on the exchanges. But if you're below, you don't.
You don't qualify for any subsidies at all.
That's right. Unless you qualify for the current Medicaid in its current form in your individual state.
What about the individual mandate? Is it the case that these folks we're talking about still have to get insurance but get no help, or are they just still left without insurance?
They're left without insurance. They won't be fined for not having it, as the law calls for. But people below poverty and above the current Medicaid ceiling are not going to be eligible for financial help.
And as this battle over defunding or repealing or delaying Obamacare goes on here in Washington, Sabrina Tavernisi, it doesn't appear that these actions against Medicaid expansion are going anywhere in the states. Now, that's Sabrina Tavernisi. She's health reporter for our partner, the New York Times, reporting for us and analyzing the data that 26 states that have rejected the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare, that roughly two-thirds of the nation's uninsured working poor live in those states. That's millions of people. Sabrina, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.